you're a guru from
It is conceived, and it is conceived that Radha Rani never.
Get one more nap for the brahmacharya. Excuse me.
It is conceived that Radha Rani never leaves Vrindavan. And
conceived is told in Shastra.
Yes, it is Shastra.
Vrindavanam vrityajat paramekam nagachati.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to Vrindavan only once. For about a few weeks, I think. 6 weeks or so, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, and Vipralamba Bhava, he has lived in Jagannath Puri. And just in Totapuri and Jagannath and all that, ultimately, he's, what to say...
So, what do you want to say? That's the question.
No, no.
What is the question? I know what you're saying.
The question is, if we are considering a Yugal Swarupa, Radha and Krishna,
yes.
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then how, even in Vipralamba Bhava, how he can stay away from Vrindavan? And maybe Jagannath Puri is also a dham. Jagannath is all
so
there.
The question is, why did Lord Chaitanya live in Puri instead of Vrindavan?
Yes.
Okay.
And another thing, extension of that, is if we consider Mirabai, then again...
Oh, wait a minute. Let's go one Chaitanya. We'll go. That become next. Mirabai. She's on the other side of India. She's over there. She's your Gujarati.
Yeah.
I maybe. I'm not sure. Or Rajasthan. Mahaprabhu, I mean, there's external, internal reasons, obviously. But what's given in Shastra is that in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when he took sannyas at the age of 24 and he was leaving for touring South India, ostensibly on the pretext of looking for his brother, Visharup, who had just gone away at an early age with some sannyasi or something. So he told his mother, he said, I'll try, because his mother was now a widow, because Jagannath Mishra was gone. And now her eldest son is also gone. Visharup disappeared or went on pilgrimage or went back to God or whatever, went to God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to appease his mother, he said, look, I'll travel all over India, I'll look for Visharup and try to bring you news or bring him back himself, and then he can take care of you, whatever. And then I'll be wandering. She said, "Oh no, I can't bear to be away from you. Please, you travel, but you have to stay near. I have to hear news of you. If I don't hear news of you, you're my son. You're my only son. I don't know Visharup. I haven't seen for years. I don't know if I'll ever see him again. I don't know what Krishna's plan is, but you're here. I can see you. I can hold you. I can feed you. I can make that nice Loki kheer." You like this Loki kheer, and I can feed you with my hand and just see your beautiful smiling face. I can't bear not to at least hear news of you. So please, you have to stay somewhere. I know you can't stay in your hometown. You have to go away from this Navadvip. But please, you know, stay nearby. So Lord Chaitanya said, well, I can stay in Puri because people are all the time, Gaudiya Vaishnavas are going back and forth to Puri. It's a pilgrimage place, a tirth. It's one of the Chardham also of India, Chardham Tirth. So is that okay if I... Yes, you stay in Puri. So to please his mother, Lord Chaitanya stayed in Jagannath Puri. Now all the kind of internal reasons and his experiences there with Jagannath and Gambira, that's all part of his own Leela to experience Radharani's love and happiness and the Mahabhav. As far as why Lord Chaitanya didn't stay in Vrindavan, that's the main reason. And all acharyas have given many, many commentaries about that he couldn't bear the pain of staying here because everything would remind him too much. Because already in Puri, everything he saw reminded him of Vrindavan. Chatak Parvat is Govardhan Hill. The ocean is Yamuna. And Jagannath Bagicha, Gardens of Jagannath, on the main road there in Puri, there the kunjas of Barsana or Nandagram or Vrindavan. So he was already going besides himself and going mad just in separation from Vrindavan, being there. But he was able to sustain himself because there was some distance. And that's where he chose to live to please his mother. So that shows many things. So there are many commentaries on that. But as far as now you want to take one more step about where to live and do bhajan. where to live and do bhajan. What we see, because I was just discussing this point the other day with my guru, I asked this very question. And he said that, I said, where is the best place? Is there any one best place to stay? And he says that it is the custom, the Vaishnavas since Gaudiya, since the time of Lord Chaitanya, it is a custom, since Lord Chaitanya's time, it was going on when he was here. When Lord Chaitanya went to Puri, so many devotees stayed in Navadvip and Ambika Kalna and other places. And he went there and they didn't go. They're family men, children in school or whatever, responsibilities. So they didn't go. And then so many came over here while he was on the, while Lord Chaitanya was Prakat Leela. So many came here to Vrindavan. So since during Lord Chaitanya's time and ever since, Gaudiyas have been living in three dhams, Navadvip, Dham, and Sri Kshetra Dham, Puri Dham, and Vrindavan Dham. So I said, well, what is the best? And he said, the Goswamis, nowhere in the Goswamis' writings do they specifically write about staying in this place or that. They don't write against it. They don't prohibit it and say, no, you can't live in Vrindavan. You can't live in Navadvip, you can't live in Puri. The only thing they've mentioned as far as recommending where to live, and it's where they ultimately lived most of their lives themselves, is they write in their books, the only dham they mention about living in is Vrindavan.
But Shri
Goswami's... It's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
An extension of Mahaprabhu's consciousness.
There's many things you can say. What they were, but they're individual, you know, Nitya Siddha Parikars of the Lord, and they have their own consciousness also. And Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami, and they have their identities and the different leelas.
Yeah.
That may be your idea, I can't say. Well, we're discussing another point about the bhajan stali for the sadhakas. So basically, since it's not prohibited and it's certainly the practice, it's not wrong to live in Puri or to live in Navadvip. It's perfectly all right. It's very nice. And if that suits your health, because health is also required. If you're a Bengali person or warm weather person, maybe you can't bear the harsh winters and scorching summers of Braj. Because if you're here, you'll just be sleeping and freezing all day. Sleeping all day in the summer and freezing all day in the winter. So where's the bhajan? But in Puri or Navadvip, then you know, you feel aram. So the main thing is what's anukulya for bhajan, bhajan anukulya. But as far as the Goswami's own example, they all lived here. So Goswami's all lived in Braj.
But even for the Parikars, whether the bhumi is important, because Ramanand Rai,
yeah, well, wherever Lord Chaitanya was, it becomes Pavitran Stam. It's a Mukti Stan. Navadvip Dham, Puri Dham, Vrindavan Dham, these are Mukti Stans. You die in any of these Dhams, you get Mukti.
Godavari, Rajmundri, Godavari, all that.
Ganga is Ganga. Like Prabhupada used to make a joke. He said, why? They live in Calcutta, and the Ganga is there, they can take Ganga Stan. Why do they go all the way to Haridwar, to Harikipuri? They go to Harikipuri, and the Ganga is right at Halvara. They just jump there and just push away all the oil and oil from all the ocean tankers and everything. It's Ganga's Ganga. Ganga, 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 take snan karo and pavatra ho. No, big trouble getting the bus, pack all the parivar, the village, boom, 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 go all the way up, risk your life to go to Haridwar and then rushing Ganga and drown. And they said this is their bhav. Because that's Haridwar also. Haridwar is also a mukti place, but dying in Calcutta is not a mukti place. But if you die in Ganga, it's a mukti. So you're about to die, you jump off the Howard Bridge, Arimo! Land in the Ganga, and you're mukti ho jayega. So it's up to the individual devotee where he wants to do his bhajan.
But
what is most favorable? Accept everything favorable for Krishna and reject everything.
Not to discriminate, but even differentiate. Not to discriminate, but they say that Vrindavan Krishna is different from Dwarka Krishna. And then...
That's true. We agree. Shastras agree.
Mirabai, in her last wish, she has disappeared in Dwarka.